Mighty Father, we thank you this morning. You are worthy to be praised and adored. We exalt your name. We worship you. You are good. You are kind. You are more than what people say. We honor you. We bless your name. You are worthy, O Lord. Thank you, righteous Father. Glory be to your holy name. We exalt you, O Lord. O Father, we worship you. Glory, honor, adoration unto your name. We bow before you, O Lord, for you are worthy and you are worthy to be praised. We lift you up higher. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this time, O Lord. Thank you for this privilege. We honor you, O Lord, for another beautiful day, another beautiful month. Oh, thank you for the second month of the year 2026. We honor you, Lord. We bow before you. And Father, this morning, we are before you, O Lord. We ask that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 1st of February, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for this beautiful day. Thank him for the new month. I want you to honor the Lord for his good and his mercy endures forever over your life. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank the Lord. Speak to yourself. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Thank the Lord for his goodness upon your life. If it has not been by the mercy of the Lord, if it had not been by the Lord, where would you be today? If it had not been that God intervened in the affairs of your life, where would you be today? Honor the Lord for his mercy. Thank him for his love that can never be compared. His steadfast love over you is new every day, every morning. Oh, give honor unto his name. Our God is good. Our God is kind. He's worthy to be praised and adored. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and speak to your new day. Speak to your new month that in the name of Jesus, this new month, you are a season of grace for me, not a season of grief. In the name of Jesus, this new month, you are a time of grace for me and not a time of grief. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that my experience in the month of February is an experience of favor. My experience in the month of February is the experience of the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, favor becomes my experience this new month. In the name of Jesus, I am favored and not frustrated. In the name of Jesus, I speak to my life that the joy of the Lord is established in my new month. In the name of Jesus, I say it again, the joy of the Lord is established in my new month. In the name of Jesus, I declare over my life today that in the name of Jesus, stability for my life this new month. I declare stability in the name of Jesus. I declare stability of my new month in the name of Jesus. I speak to this month in the name of Jesus. Creation will not fight me in you. All that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the gates of this month. In the name of Jesus, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. In the name of Jesus. And who is this King of glory? The Lord God mighty in battle. Oh, the Lord God mighty in battle. The Lord Jesus, my Savior. He is the King of glory. I declare that in this month of February, doors are opened unto me on their own accord. In the name of Jesus, even before I knock, the door is open. Before I ask, it is given unto me. Before I seek, I begin to find. In the name of Jesus, I possess the gates of this season. I possess the gates of this season with blessing. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this month and I declare that the blessings of the Lord is upon me. I take prophetic stand over this month. I legislate blessing over my day. I legislate blessing over every day that is in this month. In the name of Jesus, I declare the light of God into every darkness that is in this month. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk in darkness. I walk in the light of God. In the name of Jesus, this month you will favor me. in the name of Jesus. The heavens are open unto me in the name of Jesus. I receive unlimited supply of God's provision in the name of Jesus. This new month, you align with the blessings of the Lord for me. You align with the prophecies that has been spoken concerning me in the name of Jesus. Oh, I come in the volume of books that is written concerning me, oh Lord, that this month of February and all through the days of my life, I would do your will in the name of Jesus. I cancel in this month of February, I cancel every pattern of delay, every cycle of darkness, every cycle of darkness is canceled over my life in the name of Jesus. I blot out, I cancel every evil ordinance over my month in the name of Jesus. I enforce the establishment of God's word over my life. I enforce the establishment of God's provision for me in the name of Jesus. I cancel evil handwriting, satanic schedules, demonic prophecy, demonic words, demonic projection. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare I am not confused. I have clarity by the leading of the Holy Spirit. My steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want to welcome you into this second month of this season. And let me be the first to wish you a happy new month. This month is going to be a month of shining for you in the name of Jesus. This month, the glory of the Lord will be evidence upon your life in the name of Jesus. This month is going to be different for you. You are not in the position of death anymore. But right now, the light of God shines upon you in the name of Jesus. Oh, let me congratulate those that are born in the month of February. From the first day of the month to the 28th day of the month of February, let me congratulate you and let me wish you happy birthday in the name of Jesus. This season is a season of shining for you in the name of Jesus. This is going to be a best season for you. This is going to be a season that you will look back and you will say, truly, this is the beginning of my rising in the name of Jesus. February is going to be wonderful for you in the name of Jesus. This year that you are starting, this new chapter of your life that you are opening in this month of February, the blessings of the Lord is upon your life in the name of Jesus. Let me say this to you. The Lord is going to embarrass you with his blessing. He's going to embarrass you with favor so much more that even your house will not be able to contain it, because he's going to bless you so much in the name of Jesus. Oh, I speak this to your life. This season, the light of God shine upon you. Your seat is not in the corners of darkness. You are seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places. You are blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Once again, happy birthday, and to everybody, happy new month. Now, this is the word of the Lord for you as you go in the second month of this season. Our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 and verse 2. I want you to take the time to study the book of Isaiah chapter 60, but where we are staying this morning is verse 1 and verse 2. Isaiah chapter 60, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. This is a charge from the Lord for you this month. You remember that the word that the Lord has given unto us in this year 2026 is to go forward. Now, this is another dimension of the charge of the word go forward for you as you go this season 2026. The Lord is saying that my charge for you for the month of February is to arise and shine. Arise, shine, for this is the season for you to show forth the light that I have put in you, for you to know, for you to show forth that the light of Christ is in you, that the light of Christ is in you. The scripture says that the city that is built on a hill cannot be hidden. You are a child of God. Your life is to radiate, is to show forth the light of him that has called you out of utter darkness into the marvelous light of his son. So this month of February, the Lord is charging you to arise, shine. Arise, shine, for your light has come. For your light has come. He has said this to you. It's a word that is registered in your life. He said, you are the light of the world. Now arise and shine. Arise and show forth the light of Christ that is in you. This morning is not going to be a start time of preaching. I'm not going to start yet. I'm just trying to lay the foundation of what the Lord has for you in the month of February. Your experience in this month of February is not darkness. It is the light of God. Your experience in this month of February is not grief. It's grace in the name of Jesus. Your experience in this month of February is not depression. It is the experience of grace. It is the experience of the mercy of the Lord. Your experience in this month of February is not the experience of loneliness, but the Spirit of the Lord will walk you through. Your experience in this month of February is not the experience to labor laws, but that your labor is going to be in the right direction, that the Lord is going to crown your labor with blessings in the name of Jesus. Your experience in this month of February is the experience of blessing, experience of favor, for the light of God shines upon you. Listen to this. If your position has been hidden in the place of darkness, you are coming out of that darkness. You are no longer little. You are no longer hidden behind any veil of darkness. The veil has been removed over your life. The light of God shine upon you. The Lord is bringing you out of the valley of the shadow of death. You are no longer staying in the shadow of sickness or of death, but the light of God shines upon you in the name of Jesus. Listen, I charge your season by the word of the Lord. Arise and shine in the name of Jesus. Arise out of the place of darkness. Shine forth the light of Christ that is upon you in the name of Jesus. I charge your life by the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, he has sent his word to you. He has sent his word to you in this season. Arise from the pit of sickness. Arise from the pit of infirmity. Arise from the pit of death in the name of Jesus and shine forth the light of Christ. The scripture says, and hath raised us together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Your seat is no longer in the place of darkness. It's no longer in the shadows of death. It's no longer in the place of infirmity. I speak to you in the name of Jesus by the word of the Lord that he has sent to you. He sent his word and his word heals you and deliver you from your destruction. By his word that he has sent to you in the name of Jesus, arise and come out of the place of your infirmity in the name of Jesus. Arise and come out of sickness and death. Oh, in the name of Jesus. For your place is no longer in the place of sickness or death. You are seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places in the name of Jesus. His word is sent to you in the name of Jesus. I minister the word of the Lord to your spirit. Come out of the gross darkness that has covered your spirit in the name of Jesus. Come out of your deep sleep. Arise and show forth the glory of the Lord that he has shone upon you in the name of Jesus. The Lord asked me to say this to you. The siege of darkness is over in your life in the name of Jesus. The siege that the darkness has put around you, the hedge of sickness and infirmity, the hedge of depression, the hedge of grief that the enemy has set around you is over. He has cleared them off. Your light has come only for you to arise and shine in Christ. Only for you to arise in Christ and shine forth his life. Shine forth his light in your life. Shine forth his light in your way of speaking and living every day. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out of the valley of the shadow of death. In the name of Jesus, you are a city that is set on the hill. You cannot be hidden. In the name of Jesus, I speak the word of the Lord unto you. The Lord says your day of littleness is over. Your day of being little is over in the name of Jesus. You carry the glory of the Lord Jesus in the name of Jesus. Arise right now and shine forth the glory of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The light of God shine upon you. There is no place for darkness in your life this season. In this month of February, you go in the light of God. Everywhere and anywhere you go, they will see the light of Christ in you. The glory of the Lord is upon you. Now listen, it is not a matter of what you wear and how you look, but the glory of the Lord is upon you. The aroma of the presence of the Lord will continue to radiate out of your spirit in the name of Jesus. The Lord is stepping into the water and is bringing you out. Oh, the storm that has kept you trapped in the middle of the sea, that has kept you trapped in the middle of that situation, the Lord is stepping into the situation and is bringing you out. The Lord is for you. Who can stand against you? No one. The Lord be for you. The Lord is for you. The Lord is with you. The Lord is in you. The Lord is all over you. Who will stand against you? They can't cannot stand against you, for the Lord God is upon you. Oh, the Lord is the strength of your life. Who will you fear? Who will stand against you? Because the Lord is with you. In the name of Jesus, over your life, death has lost its sting. In the name of Jesus, whatever it is that is threatening you, that death is your portion this 2026, oh, that threat is over, for the light of God is in you, the light that brings life, because it is the life of Christ that turned to life that gives us light. That light gives us life, and the life gives us light. In the name of Jesus, you have the life of Christ in you. Death has lost its sting over you. Whatever it is that is the appearances of death, whatever the name they call it, diabetes, high blood pressure, kidney failure, liver failure, whatever it is that they call it, it is over in your life in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon you. The healing of the Lord Jesus is upon you. I speak to you by the word of the Lord. Arise from your place of depression. Arise from procrastination. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I speak to your life in the name of Jesus, that this blessings of the Lord becomes a command by the word of the Lord, and it guides your life, and it cannot be changed, for the seal of the Lord will perform it in your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, today is the day of the Lord. Come before the Lord to gather and worship together. Go to the presence of the Lord and enjoy His grace. Go to the presence of the Lord and enjoy His blessing. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. And for those that for one reason or the other, they will not be able to come together, probably because of persecution or something, the Lord strengthen you wherever you are in Jesus' name. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for His coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Once again, Happy New Month. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and enjoy the blessings of the Lord this new month.